Welcome back. Always a pleasure to talk to Dr. Betty Martini, one of the great warriors of our age in terms of trying to wake people up, especially to the aspartame life and death situation. And it is that. Hi, Betty. Welcome back.
Oh, thank you, Jeff. Great to be back with you. Oh,
all right. What kind of trouble have you been up to?
Oh, my goodness. Just with the vaccine problem going on, it's been really bad because, and it's not a vaccine, as you know, gene regulatory. But in any event, it has the identical reactions of aspartame.
Wait. Hold on. This is interesting. The kill shot has the same kinds of general responses that people get when they're taking aspartame? That's wild.
If you remember about chemical hypersensitization and people carrying EpiPens, and you notice what they've admitted, that they're having anaphylactic reactions.
Yes.
I'll tell you something interesting that Dr. Roberts, you know, who wrote the medical text, was always interested in an ITP, which is idiopathic thrombocytopenic purpura, which is a blood problem when you don't have any platelets. And this is happening with the so-called vaccine.
Yes, the doctor in Miami comes to mind immediately. 56 years old, perfect health, died 16 days after, and he had no identifiable platelets left in his body.
Right. And in fact, you may many times hear me talking about Lane Shore, our Mission Possible Chicago, because he's lost 28 members of his family from aspartame. And his wife had put some aspartame in his food, and he wrecked his car, and the police found him walking around, and he had one platelet. That's all, one platelet. And the doctor tried to put him on medication, and he said, I know it's aspartame that they put in the food. He didn't take it, and his platelets went back up. So while I was at a hematologist, I was mentioning this, and this lady turned around and says, she was getting some iron, and she says, I only have one platelet. And I said, well, honey, you're sitting there drinking a Diet Coke, and that's why. So when I saw her later, she was better. She did get off of it. But it's causing the same blood problems. Aspartame causes the different blood dyscrasias. You remember when I was poisoned, immediately got anemia, hemoglobin went down to 5. And this is so, and then we've got all these clots. I mean, it's like a bleeding problem, and it causes it causes MS and lupus, the autoimmune, directly from the vaccine, and so does aspartame. And so it's, in fact, I talked to Dr. Judy Mikovits about it, and she said exactly that they have the same identical problem. They're both biochemical warfare weapons. And it's the combination of two cotoxins. I mean, I don't know how anybody could survive it. You saw so many people in the hospital that didn't make it. Of course, they were using ventilators instead of oxygen. They put their people on their back, and they were having a hard time breathing, and it causes respiratory problems, and so does aspartame. So, and now they're putting aspartame in the drugs unlabeled. And as you know, what happened to me is first it gave me a heart attack, and they kept giving me products with aspartame. So I couldn't move my legs, you know. And I just got off of everything and walked out of the wheelchair, just like I've gotten other people out of them. But just imagine, it's almost like having another aspartame product on the market. It's just that when I talked to Dr. Blankovich, I said, they're identical. She said, exactly. It's not the agent, it's the pathways. But it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, you know what else? We know, and you know, that aspartame is a component in at least several vaccines that are given to little children. It's in there. And the question is, why is it in there?
Well, first of all, you know, it's an adjuvant. Just like squamous. All these other adjuvants, and it's immune stimulator. Mm-hmm. So there's a good reason to be in there, because that's what they put in vaccines. And they know it. And there's no reason they're putting it in products that you swallow. Why do you put a sweetener in a pill that you take with, a drop of water? They're doing it on purpose, for...
Sure.
To get rid of the depopulation. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was an interesting article that I sent you, where the the former VP of Pfizer admitted that he believed the vaccines himself were for depopulation. And here they made the RNDA gene therapy is what it is. It's not a vaccine.
No, it's mRNA, and it's covered with nanotechnology lipid particles, and then PEG, propylene ethylene glycol, and that's crazy. It's just bizarre.
And people are not, even looking into it. They're anxious to quickly get that injection, and some people have dad. 6 hours later, some people at the same time, and the woman that a lot of people remember, a nurse, got a shot on television so people wouldn't be afraid to get it, and she fainted, and everybody tried to find her, and someone called me about it, and I said, well, I found her. She was in the obituary column, and then later on, there was an article about it that she... became paralyzed and eventually died. And she looked like she was, in her early 20s with her whole life ahead of her. Yeah. And I keep telling people, you can't take something like that without researching it. And why would you take it? To begin with, they tell you ahead of time that it will not prevent you from getting the coronavirus. So what are you taking it for?
And the people that take it and who are fully vaccinated are showing up infected all the time.
I know, because it goes to every cell in the body. That's what is so deadly about it. And it's experimental. Israel has filed suit. Helsinki as well. Mm-hmm. But for genocide, and I'm on the International Tribunal, who have also done the same thing. This goes under like the Nuremberg trials for crimes against humanity. But it's been so bad all these years trying to get people off aspartame, and here comes another nanobio weapon. And the combination, people, they get so many things. I mean, you got genetic engineering, you got 5G, MSG, and aspartame is in so many different, it has different names, amino suite, Advantame, 951, NutraSweet, Spoonful, Candrel, Benevia, you'll see a little sign, on Google, and it says, we're now putting Neotame in pork. What do you think when somebody eats their bacon, they know aspartame is in there? And on top of that, it's supposed to have a PKU warning, and nobody applies the laws anymore. So, and you think about little children taking it. Stephen Fox has done some good work. Mission Possible New Mexico, you know Stephen, and he got one country to ban MSG, and he got another country to at least them not give aspartame up to 2 years. Mm-hmm. But it causes birth defects, and so does the gene therapy. And Pfizer, and I think it's page 193, it says it causes birth defects, and it's because it is genetically engineered. And then the FDA, the CDC said, go ahead and take it anyway. And then it causes you to be sterile. So like the doctor who was 14 week pregnant and lost her baby, you know, maybe she may never have another baby because it causes you to be sterile. And aspartame also causes infertility. I've never seen two things that are so identical. And that's why I was talking to Dr. Mikovich about it. But I said, and she said exactly. She understood.
What else did she say, Betty? Anything you remember that was of interest? She's so close to the whole thing.
Well, I know. And she was telling me, well, first she was telling me about her arrest. You know, she was going somewhere to speak, and she had flown twice before, except last time she went with Robert Kennedy. Nobody said a word to her about having a mass that was colloidal silver. She has pleurisy, and so...
Excuse me. She had a mask on that had colloidal silver in it, embedded in it?
Yes, and so...
That's very smart. Very smart.
Right, because she has pleurisy and, you know,
sure.
Not getting oxygen. You're on a plane for her own health. They wanted her to put on one that's toxic.
She must have done that herself, dipped it in, treated it with... I wouldn't be surprised. That's very interesting. Colloidal silver is a great product, yeah.
She was trying to protect her health, and they yanked her off the plane. She hurt her arm. She had to go to the doctor. And, I mean, she was absolutely targeted. And talking about the mask they wanted her to wear, I sent you an article, you know, about the product, and it's like antifreeze. And it's all these information
PEG.
Is coming out.
Yeah.
So, but she was telling me, you know, about her time with it and all the things that she's done. She was pretty world famous because she was, you know, she worked with AIDS and HIV. So she understood, and she understood, you know, that HIV and then the fetal tissue is in this. I mean, it's like a bunch of poisons. I mean, what would you take a vaccination for?
No.
And also the PCR, I think she mentioned that, those tests, she says that in the directions on it, it says do not use this for diagnostic purposes. And they're using it to test, and that's actually in the direction she was telling me a lot about that. And she's a very brave woman, and she's trying to save the world and get the information out. She set up an operation to educate physicians, and there is just so much false misinformation about it. People think that they're getting something good. And in the meantime, they're using aspartame and other bad things, and it's just a constant thing. Someone called me today. They had, I think, like four or five people in their family that had the vaccination. They were all ill and wanted to know what they could do to get well. And I said, are you on aspartame? It's, you know, you understand how sick they are. And then it was another man that we have a Mission Possible in the UK. We call it Mission Possible Steve. And he told both of his brothers, do not take this stuff. And what they told him, that this is the fear mongering, if you are unwilling to take this, you could give this to your children, which they couldn't. That's an absolute lie. So he took it and immediately he became very ill. And they're supposed to allow you 30 minutes. And he said they were only allowed 5 minutes. He's been in bed sick
under observation.
Ever since.
Yeah. It's supposed to be 20 minutes. So he was sick within 5 minutes. All right.
Yes. And they told him he could only stay there 5 minutes. And he's been sick ever since.
That's incredible.
Yes. And you have to remember that with the reactions, only 1% are reported. I think I sent you one of the reports from the UK. It was titled Terrifying, 8th Update on Adverse Reactions, and how it had gone up. Pfizer vaccine had increased 119.6%, and let me see, the Oxford jab was an increase of 1301.77%, and it's you know, 1%, imagine how many people there really are. And as the article pointed out, a lot of people are getting these reactions and not realizing they are from this gene therapy. And now the liability is that you can't sue on vaccines. Well, this isn't a vaccine. So lawsuits are coming out. And I mean, somehow it's just gotta be stopped. But once you've got, you know, had it, you know, they may die a few months later because
it's in
every cell in the body.
A year or two or three. I think we're going to see horrible things coming. I do at this point. No other way to look at it.
I'm getting both reactions. You know, people call in. So many people are sick. It's just a constant calls, constant emails.
So you're getting calls from people who have been made ill, injured by this so-called vaccine.
Right. Just like aspartame victims and with the very same symptoms.
Wow.
And day and night, just day and night. You can't even read. There's so many emails, you can't read them all day long.
No, I mean, can't even open them up.
They are so constant.
Wow.
So,
what does Dr. Mikovits say about what's ahead? What does she see is going to happen? I mean, it's pretty clear that the vaccinated are going to look at the unvaccinated as a mortal threat to them. It's going to be bad.
Mike Adams says that he made a comment, stay away from people that are vaccinated, because then you can get it that way.
Oh, sure.
That's what's so bad. I mean, it was made in Wuhan and North Carolina, and the other studies were at Fort Detrick, just like aspartame. Uh-huh. Their studies were at Fort Detrick. That's where they do studies on biochemical warfare weapons. So they have literally mass poisoned the world. And that's what happened. Dr. Bowen wrote the best article to the FDA that was ever written when he said this is mass poisoning of 70 countries of the world. That's what he said 30 years ago. Now it's probably close to 200. And, you know, and in the United States. And now we've got this. And there have always, always been problems with vaccinations. And Judy said something. She asked her if she was anti-vax. She says, no, I'm a virologist. It's just I've never seen one that works. and I just had to go through this with my secretary. I told her, do not get the flu shot. She was gone 3 weeks. And she said, well, I wasn't going to tell you. I went ahead and took it. Had 103 fever. The doctors wouldn't see me. They thought I had the coronavirus.
This is the flu vax. She just got the flu vax. She got the flu vax. And that's what happened to her.
That's right. You know, and I was talking to Dr. Michalowicz about the time many years ago when we shared a cab with someone in Italy, and it was a back-to-back cruise, so they had taken the flu shot. And I said, oh, my word, you're going to get the flu. And she said, well, they did. She says, but they were over it in 2 weeks, and it had been 2 weeks, so they said, don't worry. But by the time we got home, we had the flu, my husband and I. So we stay away from anybody
who are fully vaccinated are clearly and obviously becoming infected at larger and larger numbers. We don't even know how many. That's true.
Yes.
All right.
And
hold
just
on,
like
Betty.
People.
Just like what? Finish your thought.
Just like aspartame. They don't know what it's from. You know, they think it's subtle. And they start having reactions and think, well, they're getting older, and they don't realize what it's from.
Right.
And they continue to use it, and they've got this on top of that. So.
Yeah. All right. Stand by a minute. We'll have to take a break. We'll come right back. Dr. Betty Martini in just a minute. Okay, back with Dr. Betty Martini, who has seen a lot of things come and go. Under the screen of the confusion and chaos and fright and institutionalized international fear of this virus, and now people are beginning to catch on, the vaccine's a problem. It's the problem. Not many are catching on because they're captive prisoners of the mainstream media. But because of all this confusion, have you seen any signs that the aspartame industry has attempted to take advantage of this chaos?
Well, I've seen the Google things that says we're increasing, but basically what they want you to do is pay thousands of dollars for a report. So it's hard. It's really hard to say. The thing of it is that when they put it in so many things unlabeled, and I suspect that's the only way that they can sell it, because aspartame now has become well known. That's why when I saw an article that said that the FDA, out of friendliness, is helping the aspartame industry grow, and I wrote the FDA and I said, just what is it that you did? You're not supposed to be on the side of industry. And of course, they won't answer any letters. So that, you know, people are getting it and they don't realize it. They don't read labels. I asked somebody at the store about a pie, and I said, you know, what are the ingredients? Is there aspartame in it? And they said, yes, there is. And I said, well, I don't see it on the label. And she said, it's in all of our pies. So, you know, people have no idea. There's a cereal that's called one of the health cereals. And I was looking at the label. It was so tiny at the bottom of the box where it did say aspartame. But who looks at that? You know, somebody from Parliament, for instance, when I was in New Zealand, took me through the grocery store and says, just pick up something like vitamins. And it says, notice, it says the number, 951. She said, do you think anybody knows that 951 is aspartame? They don't. And so they're getting it that way. So it's really bad. I noticed this that Dr. Mikovits told me exactly what's in one of these reports that really explains, and you'll see this is just like aspartame. It says the Pfizer Moderna shots are not vaccines. They're mRNA genetic modifiers. Both are synthetic pathogens. Mm-hmm. They've injected this pathogenic part of the virus into every cell of the body. It can actually directly be responsible for multiple sclerosis, Lou Gehrig's, Alzheimer's,
Parkinson's.
And it accelerates cancer. And that's what the expression of that piece of virus has been known to do for decades. And yeah, everything's exactly like aspartame. And I just, you know, I was asking her about if they're using both. Can they survive? And also, there was something else we discussed that is important that people are not thinking about. And that is that it will contaminate the blood supply, the entire blood supply.
Oh, good point.
Yes. And they will get blood.
Right.
They will get blood, and then the whole blood supply will be contaminated. So when you talk about poisoning the whole world, and aspartame being in everything, and then you've got sucralose, which was developed by a insecticide scientist, and that's what it was. I mean, I found it being sold under insecticides, and when I brought it to their attention, they moved it over. But I did talk to her about that. What I did ask her, what was in vaccines that are not listed on the label, and there are things like cat serum. You know, because I'm interested in the blood
cat serum.
Cat serum.
That's from kitties.
Yes.
Human fetal cells. Cat blood. Cat serum.
Yeah.
Great.
And, you know, and these other sweeteners, you know, it's no wonder the children are having such horrible problems. And
well, just wait till they start injecting more of them, Betty. They want, Fauci wants to infect toddlers, newborn infants. This is insanity. It's not insanity. It's satanic evil. We shouldn't call it insanity.
It is. It's exactly that. And what did Fox call him? In Fox News, they called him Alice in Wonderland because of the stupidity of the things that he'll say. No, you don't need a mask. Oh, well, now, yes, you do need a mask. And two would be better, even three. And it's...
He said that. He actually did say that. I heard him.
Yes, he did say that. And, you know, why do people take that serious? Take that man serious?
I don't know.
I mean, it's laughable that he gets up there and says all these things. And
but he's America's doctor now. There's a new book out, Betty, called How This Young Man Grew Up to Be America's Doctor, right from Brooklyn, doing deliveries for his dad's pharmacy. Now he's America's doctor.
Oh, I mean, that's... I don't even want to say how I feel about Dr. Fauci. It's I don't even know why anybody listens to him. And the masks are the worst thing that you could do, because you have viruses and bacteria that you've got to, you know, exhale. And, you know, and that adds to it what's happening when you wear a mask. Mm-hmm. And you know, I know you have written an article about the fibers in the test, and I saw some more of that today, written about seeing some of these fibers on the test. Yeah. And you wonder why they would go all the way back and up the nose if they just needed some secretion they could get it in the cheek.
No, they're implanting. They're implanting nanotech. Everybody knows it now.
Yeah. And they, you know, the best thing they can do is not be tested. And
no
I
test. I haven't been tested. I will not be tested. Not a chance.
Not either. And do you know that this talking about mandatory, and they can prevent you from not doing things.
And they will.
It is, yeah. Denmark is now thinking about reversing the patent that Gates has.
Uh-huh.
And that was news this morning, I think, from Stephen Fox. So, I mean, it's all coming out. It's just that people are not, you know, reading about it. They're just rushing out to...
Oh, they're not going to hear about it on the TV news. It's not going to happen.
No. No, that's true. And they're still so sick on aspartame. We have tried everything that you can think of, but they don't follow the law. You know, I mean, you tell them it's not supposed to be, it's supposed to have a PKU warning. And when you put it in drugs, it's not labeled. And that's against the law, and they just don't care. And they just told me, we don't have to answer your letters. So they just ignore the law on aspartame. And the people are victims of all these things. Mm-hmm. And somebody at a hospital told me, you know, we're not seeing coronavirus patients. We're seeing the people that have been taking the vaccines, and they're so sick.
And I'm sad to say, we haven't seen anything yet. You just give it another few months. Watch what happens.
I know it's going to get worse and worse. So, that, you know, I just ask everybody, even if I tell you, don't take it. Tell the rest of your family. And it's just like my secretary, did you tell your father? Yes, but it was too late. He'd already taken it. And I said, how is he? He said, sick in bed. He's never got over it. She said, he's all swollen up. You know,
how long has he been down?
Do?
How long has he been in bed now, about?
Two or three weeks at least, I think.
He may never get better, and it won't get racked up as another death, another murder. It won't. I'll just say he died of something else. It's all
real.
That's
what she asked me. Is he going to die? You know? And
just remember what the World Health Organization tried to do in the beginning. They outlawed autopsies of coronavirus deaths. People who died allegedly from coronavirus. They outlawed them. So none were allowed to be done. They did some finally in Germany. I think it was Germany. They broke the law, or the World Health Organization law, and began to autopsy these people. And they found a lot
Russia
of things.
Russia did them. Yeah.
Oh, it was Russia. And, you're right. It was Russia, not Germany. Correct. Thank you.
So, you know right away, if they're trying to keep that hid, they don't want you to know what they're going to find. So,
of course.
So they immediately knew the problem was from the vaccines.
All right. So where do we go from here? Here's another question. I wanted to ask this a few minutes ago. When people call you and they've gotten the shots and they're sick, or their loved ones have gotten the shots and they're sick, I mean, I know you. It has to really bother you. It has to hurt your heart, because these people have stepped across the line, and many of them are going to die.
I know.
At least we think
yes,
so.
It is hard, and some of them want to know, you know, what can I take, what can I do, and I always send them the information by Dr. Blaylock, you know, because they did a study about vitamin D and, you know, something that's nourishing. I always tell them about Allison C, that it's on your website.
Thank you.
Because it helped me so much when I was on oxygen. And as soon as I started taking it, I sent the oxygen back. And then I sent him the article about zinc, you know, that stopped it from mutating and whatnot.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think that there's so many doctors who have written things that you can do. And Dr. Blaylock, let me see, he said IV vitamin C and the zinc and vitamin D. And, you know, he saved my life when I had pneumonia, when they said they were going to send me home. And the phone rang just at that time. And he said, just tell him to give you 10,000 units of vitamin D. And the doctor was just shocked a couple of days later. He said, you were so sick, you know, and we can't believe that's all we did was give you vitamin D and, you know, the pneumonia's gone. And I think that's when you sent me the Allison C and we sent the oxygen back. So all I can tell him is that some really good doctors have written information and it's on your website. It's, and I usually, email them to them, those particular reports on the doctors that, you know, have made recommendations of,
you know, what's going to
happen, what they can do.
Betty, if our projections are correct and this so-called vaccine, this genetically altering gene therapy injection, this experimental, unproven injection, if it does to the human immune system what we think it's going to do, and that's largely put it on the shelf, take it out of business, people will survive only if they have Allison C. I would certainly suggest carnivora.com. OxyC is absolutely great for energy and so forth. But under all of that, you have to have nutrition, and that's biosuperfood. So those four products are going to save a lot of people's lives. They won't have an immune system, and Allison C is, in our view, the world's greatest natural, broad-spectrum, honest, natural antibiotic on this planet. It's terrific.
You know, that was interesting. They evidently got this report deleted, but I was just looking for some studies one day. Someone asked me when I mentioned Allison C. I said, have any studies been done? So I was just curious, and I found that they had done some in Scotland, and that's exactly what it said. It said that the study showed that it was the best antibiotic in the world, and that's probably why they deleted it. I should have printed it out at the time.
That's why they deleted it. It's the truth.
Yeah.
But we can't make formal health claims here, but we can say its ability to eradicate virus, bacteria, mold, fungus, yeast is second to none.
Yeah.
None. It's the number one. And it's all natural.
Right.
No side effects.
And I can say that's what the study, you know, this is what the study showed. So, you know, we can do that. And that's why I wish I'd printed it out. It was an incredible study. And so there are some things they can do. There's nothing left but nutrition. There's so many bad things in food. I mean, go in a store and pick up something like a coffee cake and the ingredients, you know, it looks like 100 or more ingredients in it, you know?
Betty, when I was a little kid, I used to like powdered sugar donuts. That was fun. We'd dunk them in milk, okay? But they had back then about 6 ingredients, that's all, in powdered sugar donuts. I picked up a box, I've told the story before, and I stopped counting at 100 different ingredients. 100.
Yes.
In simple powdered sugar
donuts.
Yeah.
So there
you go.
And I heard one of the donut companies was using sucralose. And I tried to buy something the other day, and they had erythritol in it. And I said, well, That's a good reason to get diarrhea. And electrolytes, that's what I was looking for. And,
right.
You know, they've got to put a sweetener or something in so many things, and it's just not necessary. It absolutely is not necessary. It's just hurting people. And they get it in so many different foods. When you think about the amount that they get in the course of the day, and of course, you know, they tried to do 6 class actions on the obesity problem, and the judge wanted more than 20 scientific peer-reviewed studies, so we got them some more, and I think they had 60, and they wouldn't allow it to go through. So this is what they've done to the courts, you know. You can't get cases through, even though you've got all the information and the evidence. So,
right.
We've tried everything. We have tried just about everything.
It's true. I just got a note from Thomas. Thank you, Thomas. I'll read this. Jeff, my girlfriend is an ICU critical care nurse at a big general hospital. And over this past weekend, they had 188 COVID patients admitted, each with varied levels of illness, from shortness of breath to full-on needing intubation. This is the point. Each one of those patients who came into the ICU for help and care, which they needed, had the so-called vaccine. All of them were vaccinated. They are also seeing patients with bleeding and clotting issues. Those with clotting issues are throwing clots in numerous parts of their bodies, unlike a DVT, that's deep vein thrombosis, which is localized. I hope all is well, and thank you for staying in the battle, Tom. Thank you for saying that in, Tom. Yes, and this is repeating, I'm sure, all over the country. People who have been vaxxed are in real trouble. That's the problem.
Right, and they never needed it to begin with, because it doesn't prevent the COVID. I mean, why?
No,
why even would they
want
to take it?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, and this is what I'm hearing from medical people too. Nurses and people that call. Just in fact, I wish you would send me that notice. I'd like to keep it, because that's what other people from the hospitals are telling me as well.
Yeah, I will send it. I will indeed. When people call you and ask you, should I get the vaccine or not? I'm sure you're getting some of those calls. It's difficult for the average. You're a pro. You know what you're doing. But for all of you out there who don't know, I would suggest just picking up 3 videos, putting them on an email letter form. Keep that email letter form. And just send this. Say, can I send you 3 things to look at? Short, just take a look at them. And then send them. Email. That's all you can do. You can't argue it. They won't hear you. They're not able to hear you. But if it's in a video format, it works. And the 3 I'm sending out most commonly now, in fact, I just did this again today. I'm sending out at the, if you'll see that right side section down low, a featured story about coronavirus. You look for, hold on, wait, here it is. Okay, the first one I sent out is Dr. Lorraine Day. I just got this brand new. And I put start at 3:50. That's when she starts in with her heavy duty dismantling all the lies. Dr. Lorraine Day. The second one I put on the list is Once When We Were the Living. And the third one is The Coming COVID Vaccine Catastrophe. That's the Dell Big Tree with Vandenbosch in there. So those 3 are overwhelming. And if anybody will just sit down and you tell your friends, look, you're my friend. I care about you. Just look at these videos before you make your decision. And then whatever
actually,
you decide, it's up to you.
Actually, I have been doing that, and I have used 2 of those. I don't have the one from Dr. Lorraine Day. I do know her.
I'll send it to you. Oh, Lorraine's
okay,
great.
I have talked to her at length, and that was back during the AIDS situation.
Sure.
When she was on the front of Time magazine in her spacesuit because they wanted to operate without the little butterflies they use in surgery to keep blood from splattering on you. And she left medicine because of that. She's an incredible lady.
She is absolutely that, and then some. And so are you, my friend. You've done so much, and thank you. I'm just going to send you that right now. You'll have that and that other comment that you wanted as well. Betty, thank you, dear. I'll talk to you again soon. Stay in touch.
Okay. Thank you, Jeff. Bye-bye.
Okay. Good night. Dr. Betty Martini, another one of those singularly brilliant warriors for truth and health. All right, back tomorrow night, Thursday already. Have a good day. Take care.